And we're live.
It's Monday, September 11th. It's a tragic day for America. Quick story on that. I remember, I think everybody remembers when the September 11th happened, the attacks on the Twin Towers. I was in high school. I think I was in ninth grade. I was fresh in high school, I think that you call them juniors or whatever, I don't remember. I was going to school, and obviously New York is 3 hours ahead of us. So I think it already happened. I don't watch news at all. Still to this day, I do not watch news. It's just depressing. I don't like watching news. I get my news through a little bit of social media and like YouTube stuff, and like, you know, that's pretty much it, or podcasting, which I do right now. But yeah, I don't watch news whatsoever. Obviously, important news are always gonna come out regardless. Depressing shit, no, I don't watch that shit. I don't got time. It's just the same shit over and over. But this time, obviously it was 2001. I didn't even watch TV in the morning. I will get up, get ready, eat breakfast, and then just go to school. So I walked into school, normal day to me. I got there, and my first period was fine, and then I think it was my second period, if I remember correctly. It was my second or my third. Mr. Brown was a good teacher, one of those teachers that, you know, are not fucking dicks, but he was a good teacher. I don't know if he's still teaching, but he told us what happened, and I was like, oh, this is I didn't believe it. I was like, what, attacked by a plane? Stop. And then he put on the TV, I remember back in high school, sometimes they had TVs there on the spot. Like, they had a lazy, boring day, they just put a movie on. But the last few days of school, they just put movies because they didn't give a fuck no more. So it was one of those days when he had TV on the class, and he put, this is how cool he was, he put the news for us. I don't think it was allowed for us to watch news, especially that dramatic. And he was like, oh yeah, we're going to watch it. We're going to see what happened. We're gonna see some footage of what actually happened. He showed us, it was like a fucking movie, like an action Steven Seagal movie, Sylvester Stallone or something like that. I was like, what the fuck is going on? Is this real? I didn't think it was real. For a couple of hours, I was like, that shit ain't real. That did not happen. That was a movie. They call it a bluff. No, that's not real. That's not real. A couple hours passed, and yeah, the principal went on the speaker and told us all what happened. I was like, oh my God. I was shocked. I couldn't believe this, that actually happened. And, you know, it was I don't know. It was weird. It was weird. I remember it was on a Tuesday when it happened, and oh man. And then after the aftermath and all that, I went home and watched footage of the planes hitting and the people like jumping out the oh my God, jumping the building because they didn't want to get burned or whatnot. And oh God, just horrible. It was just horrible. It was not something that I didn't want to see, and I never thought that would ever be ever happen. It changed the country, it changed America. It changed my way of thinking, my way of my thoughts to it. It did not Yeah. Wow, it's kind of sad. I just remember right now. I said it was Monday, right? It's not. It's Tuesday, September 11th, and this happened on a Tuesday. That is insane. That is crazy. Of course, after that, you know, a lot of video popped from every angle of New York and I don't know. It was just something that I never thought would be possible. And to think that, you know, I was young. I think I was 14. I don't remember. It's a long time ago, obviously. You're naive, you know. When you're young, you're naive. You don't know what's good and what's bad. You're fresh out of middle school, so you're going into those hardcore teens from high school to an adult. So your fucking hormones are going crazy. So I didn't fucking know. All I could think about is just high school in terms of girls and sports, and that was my mentality. And then this situation happened, this crazy fucked up thing, and it changed my mind. It changed my mind. It made me see the world in a different way. It made me more awareness of places, more awareness of people. Never judgmental or racist towards anything or anyone, but more aware, more definitely, more alert, more aware, more concerned, more eye-opening to a lot of things. Never was like that, though. I never was like that. I've always been smart in the terms of knowing a bad situation. When I knew that I was in a bad situation, I always knew how to get out of it. But other than that, I was like, oh, it's okay, it's okay, you know, it's fine. You know, as long as I'm not doing anything or hanging out with the wrong people, I should be fine, right? I should be okay. No, you could be the nicest person in the world, and then some stupid asshole comes and do some stupid shit like that, and you're in the wrong place in the wrong time. So, you know, that also lit up in my brain. I was like, okay. Okay. And then the high school that I went to was not the safest school anyways to begin with. There was a couple times, I remember after that, where everything was taken seriously. There was a bomb threat. It was a mall across from school, from high school. There was a mall, and there was a bomb threat. So the school was on lockdown. We could not go outside from our classes. It was no joke after that. No joke. You cannot say fucking gun, bomb, knife, nothing, because they would take it seriously, which they should. And I think they should have taken it seriously from the beginning, not wait something tragic like that happened. There was a bomb threat, but you know, turns out it was not real. But school was on lockdown. And then another one, it was a rumor or a threat too. There was some guy walking around with a gun, lockdown. Someone found something suspicious in one of the locker rooms, lockdown. There was a riot that happened. That actually did happen. Lockdown. But, you know, through my 4 years of high school, right after the September 11, it was just chaos. I think the school went through that period. And then on top of threats that were taken seriously, the whole school was just mayhem. It was lockdown. They were not playing. helicopters, people fucking, they didn't want to be in lockdown, so people would just jump the fence and leave. They would just walk out of the classrooms. It was like stupid shit like that. But yeah, I mean, that changed not just big corporations in terms wise of safety, but high schools, middle schools, elementary, the way you think, the way you look at things, the way you want to travel, taking thoughts about traveling. It was a lot of fear for the first couple of years. Of course, you know, it died down, but in terms of safety wise, you know, it did change. And you know, we see it today. Yeah. But it's also eye-opening at the same time. The way it changed, it's an eye-opening. So it's good to remember. It's good to reminisce. It's good to remember the people that tragically lost their lives that day. And honor them. Starting this up, this podcast like that, it wasn't my idea. I just wanted to recognize it was September 11, and that's it. But thinking and going through all those feelings that I had that time and past all these years, and it still amazes me that it happened. Sometimes I look those footage on YouTube or whatever, or in the news, and I was like, man, it's like watching a movie. It's like watching an action movie. Man, kind of dark starting like this. But anyways, going a little lighter news update. The UFC, UFC 228, didn't tell Tyron Woodley. Tyron Woodley won. Good submission. I think they called dark, if I'm not mistaken. Second round, knocked him, punched him, got him on top. Dark, boom, done deal. I do want to touch a little basis on the whole Tyron Woodley. He hasn't fought for almost a year, and then there's been a lot of negative towards him, and that's kind of crazy of what Dana White said. I never thought or wanted to, or really put my head into it, but it's crazy the way he expressed himself. And I mean, Dana White expressed himself towards Woodley, which he's your champ, and you go around saying that he's not likable, that he's difficult to deal with, that whenever he talks, he shoots himself in the foot. That is that's crazy and amazing to me. He's your champ, and you're promoting him. You should be a promoter promoting him as the great champ that he is. But you're not. You're shitting this guy. You're shitting this guy so bad that, people take your comments to the heart and be like, oh yeah, maybe he is difficult to deal with. Maybe he is an asshole. But if you think he's a guy that has won and defended his title 5 or 6 times, I believe, and he's in the TMC Sports thing. He's doing the UFC night. He's in the UFC night panel. He's doing the music. He's very likable. He's very marketable, and yet you shun this guy. It's just mind blowing to me. I don't know if there's something personal between them. Well, I don't know if Woodley doesn't want to just I think that Willie does not want to just say yes to everything. And that's good that he should not, because that's good that he doesn't. He's a champ. He's a champ for a reason. So I think he has leverage. He has power. He has the belt on his side. So he has to, hey man, I'm the champ. I don't want to just fight anybody. I want to fight the top guys. And if he doesn't cut weight, I'm not gonna accept another fight. I think that was the whole Usman thing. He made weight. He cut weight just in case if Darren Till did not make weight. And you know, Willie said, no, I'm not gonna fight him. That's the same thing that Brian Ortega did. T. Ortega. He said no. He said no. I'm not. If it's not Max Holloway, I'm not gonna fight anybody. And you know, and that's the way it should be, I feel, because let's just say that he said yes. Let's just say, imagine that, for example, Ortega. He told Dana White, yeah, I'll fight this guy. I'll fight him. If it's not for the champ, I'll fight this guy. It's fine. I don't remember the opponent. I don't remember, to be honest. Anyways, he said no, right? But let's just say he would have said yes. So, yeah, I'll find him. You know, fuck it. I'll make the paycheck. You know, that's fine. I'll fight him. And boom, first round, he gets knocked out. Lights out, boom, done deal. People on the eyes of the viewers going to be like, he was in the title fight? He was going to fight the champ? But he just got knocked out. He got knocked out by the number 10, number 9 guy. And he's number 1? What the fuck is this? They're like, no, we're not going to cheer for him. Or his stock on the viewers are going to go down. It's going to go down. And what is UFC going to do? Okay, well, he just lost. He's not going to get another title shot. He's going to have to wait. You know, he has to have to build himself up. But all these fights that he just did, you know, and then just because Max Holloway, health reasons, you know, let's add to that, health reasons, could not make the fight. You give him this guy, he lost against this guy, and then now you're going to take away his title shot because Max Holloway did not make it. That's, you know, it doesn't seem right. And as you know, let's fast forward to this one, to this past Saturday one. It's just that Darren Till didn't win. I mean, Darren Till did not make weight. And then Usman came in, and then Usman beat him, beats Woodley, and now he's a champ. And then Woodley's like, okay, yeah, I'll take the fight. Boom, you lose. It's not smart to the fighters. It's not smart. Because fighting, I see it as, and I think they see it too, I think it's a business, right? You know, you do it, you fight because you love fighting, but you also got to see it as a business. Okay, should I take this fight? Even though I didn't fight or I didn't train for this style of fighting? Yeah, I'll take it because I'm a fighter, right? But then you get fucking fucked, you lose, and your stock goes down. You know? But, you know, on the other hand, I do like what the Diaz brothers do. Those motherfuckers don't care. They'll fight whoever they need. They'll fight whoever. But at the same time, maybe they shouldn't. And now I think they're in that point when they're at that point as well when they're like, okay, no, I don't want to fight whoever. I want to fight the tough guys. I want to fight the people who are going to make me money and the people who are going to add to my legacy. Not fuck me over and destroy my legacy. But, yeah, that's kind of weird. That's kind of weird. And then, you know, the internet is blowing over how disappointed Dana White was with when he was giving the belt to Woodley. I don't think he was disappointed or mad. I think that's just where his face is. I mean, just imagine all day conference calls, all day interviews, dealing with, you know, your employees, dealing with your fighters, you know, dealing with the venue, dealing with the fans, you know, dealing with phone calls. I think he's just done. You know, towards the end of the day, he's done. He wants to get the fuck out of there. So I don't think he was upset about that. Don't know. Don't know if it's a personal issue with between them, or I don't know if it's a personal issue from Dana to Woodley, for the reasons that I just said. But, you know, think about it. And, you know, every great fighter does that anyways. Brock Lesnar is not easy to deal with when it comes to fight. Conor is easy, definitely not easy. GSP, definitely not easy. The Diaz brothers now are not getting easy to deal with in terms of who they want to fight. And this shit, and it's okay. Because you should start seeing it as a business, not just let's go out there and get beat up to the enjoyment of the fans. No, business. Okay, what's good for my business? What's good for my brand? What's good for my legacy? What's good for me for the next 5, 3, 2 years? Not what's good for the next 3 months. You know, and you know all these fighters. They, you know, no, I don't want to. You know, DC is the same thing. You know, all these top fighters, they do that, and they should do that. They should, and I think it's great. I think it's good for the sport, because in the terms of the sport, it's good because they're gonna get the best fights. And also, the fighter is gonna be like, okay, in order for me to get to that point, to get to that fight, so no one, either me or my opponent, get hurt, I'm gonna just, you know, take it easy. I'm not gonna go crazy on my training. I'm not gonna go stupid either. I'm just gonna, you know, take it easy. I'm gonna make sure I get there healthy, no injuries, no nothing. And there you go. And I think their opponents too, and you know, make good business for both of them. Make good business, make good money, and not worry so much if someone's going to fall out of the fight, and then you're going to fight this complete stranger that you did not train for, and then you can get, you know, fucked. But, so I think that's the beef or the issue between them. But, you know, hopefully it goes away, and the UFC hopefully starts treating Woodley with more respect in terms of giving him a good money fight and promoting him correctly. And for Dana not to go around and saying all the stupid things. But that's my take on it. But other than that, it was a good car. It was a good, solid car. I said previous to this episode that I was going to have a jiu-jitsu killer on the podcast. How to reschedule, but definitely it's gonna happen next Sunday, or even sooner than that. And as soon as I get it done, I'm gonna post it. But yeah, looking forward for that. I really was. I'm the one who rescheduled it. He was gonna come through. I just had other issues to deal with, and decided to take care of that first. But definitely it's going to happen. Yeah, other than that, great UFC fights and card. Can't wait for the Conor McGregor and Khabib. Another one that I want to talk about is that, I don't know if I'm saying it correctly, Khabib. Jesus Christ, man, that fool's a fucking monster. He's a straight fucking killer. The way he submitted, oh man, oh my god, I think I call it a heel hook. I heard another name online, but I just do not remember the name of it. It was a weird name. Jesus Christ, the way he took his back and then grabbed his ankle and then just flipped and just cranked it and do the hook. Oh my god, if he would have not tapped out, he would have fucked up his ankle, his knee, and even break his fucking the bone the longest bone you have in your body. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. That's the Habib guy is a fucking monster. And for tail, man, 25 years old, he was undefeated to this point. He'll be fine. He's going to be fine. I know it was heartbroken for him to lose, but he's gold, and his mentality is to be one of the greatest, and he will be. To be honest, man, I'm high on this guy, and I was rooting for him. But fucking Woodley, man, he came through, and then he got his black belt, and the as soon as the fight ended, he got his black belt. I think he was more happier, and then he got his black belt, and he retained his belt, the UFC belt. But Woodley, man, he's gonna be fine. He's gonna be fine. I think this loss came at a good time, to be honest. 25, you know. I think when you lose, you reflect on a lot of things, and you be like, okay, I'm not at that point yet in my career when I can say I'll be the greatest of all time, because I just lost, and this guy was off for a year. So maybe I should just, you know, shut the fuck up and not talk so much, and just, you know, focus and move on. But he's gonna be, you know, I'm still high on this guy. He will be one of the greatest. The mentality this guy has, the power of mentality, power, the positivity of himself is fucking amazing. And he's so focused and driven. So he'll go back on the horse, most definitely. I think he should take a couple weeks off to fucking chill and meditate and focus on what he did wrong and what he can improve. But other than that, he'll be back on the horse, and I think Usman will be a good fight for him to get back on the race for the title fight. Cody and Willie Mai fight. For the Madison Square Garden fight card, but who knows? You know, man, yeah, Till will be fine. Other than that, guys, hope you guys have a great day. It's a sad day to remember, obviously, but. Yeah. Still kind of bummed about that. Anyways, have a good day, guys. Make sure to send your feedback. And we're out.